Well, I think obviously the disappointment of the result was the main factor of this week. Couple of areas to work on in the team for sure, to make sure we don't put in a performance like that. It was performance that disappointed me as much as the result. So worked obviously on that. The weather has been tricky, as you'd imagine. So some on the ball, some in the classroom, some out on the pitch. Trying to get ourselves in a much better place for Watford.
Have you got the desired response on the training ground from the players, would you say, this week?
Well, I think the reports of this and that is part of where you are when you're bottom of the league. You know, if I thought that fans would expect me to go, oh, okay, that's okay, let's just work again next week and players to accept that as well. No, that's not how it is. We're like fighting, we want to be better. So, yeah, we've had a few words and we've had a few kind of like triggers to, well, let's get back to doing this and let's do that better and trying to find a way where we're going to win a game because at the moment, in front of us, the only good news from the weekend was probably our position didn't change too much, but of course we're running out of games, and we've got to start putting that right. So I expect to see on the pitch this weekend a reaction to what was, regardless of anything else you might think, a disappointing performance from all of us, including myself, my staff, and all my players who played. So we all got to improve.
So Chris Brunt had his say in the dressing room afterwards, did he?
Not just Chris Brunt. I don't know where the Chris Brunt bit come from, but everybody had a little bit to say because it's important. And it's important for me to understand what players are sensing on the pitch. Now, obviously, we've been struggling to score goals. There's no doubt about that. You only got to look at that column. But in the meantime, maybe, in trying to open the pitch up, we've let ourselves be a little bit too vulnerable defensively. And that happens. You're trying to get that balance right. And certainly up against the top opposition, that has happened to us a little bit. Man City and Chelsea, it's difficult. But against Huddersfield, you wouldn't expect that. So we've got to tighten up against a similar team in Watford, really, in terms of the standard. Probably one or two better individuals at Watford as well. So we've got to be able to cope with them defensively. If we can do that, give ourselves a footing in the game.
And a frank and lively exchange of views between yourselves can have a positive effect sometimes, can't it?
Yeah, I mean, the only disappointing thing was it come out of the dressing room. I think that's probably disappointed me most. But actually, we had four drug testers in the room, so it's difficult to know exactly how it come out. It could have come out from any kind of way. But, I'm not embarrassed by it. I actually think it should be music to our fans' ears. We don't want to go down. We don't want to just say, oh, well, it's okay. You know, it's not okay. We got to get our finger out and we've got to do it right and we've got to understand that we've got to get the balance right in the team before for us to get results. Brunty made a point, a couple of others made a point, the captain made a point, I made a point, John Carver made a point. So there was plenty of points.
Is this win or bust now, simply?
Well, I don't know about win or bust, but we're obviously, as I say, running out of games. And, our fans have got a difficult journey down there because of the weather. It's not ideal. And we got to, try and give them a performance that warms them on the stand. Now, that might sound a bit sort of cliched or whatever, but it's true. We got to, like, give our fans something. And we didn't do that last week, really. Okay, periods in the game, we was okay. But obviously, that's not good enough.
And for you personally, is this win or bust or not necessarily?
I don't know because that's not a decision for me to make. But, as a professional manager, it's tough ask, actually, the position I'm in. So, but, there's no lack of fight on my front. And we've worked as hard as we can do. Now I've got plenty of experience behind me to make sure that we get the message right, hopefully, and the players can respond to it.
Just finally from me, what have you made of Watford? Obviously, they changed their manager recently as well.
Well, they have a tendency to change their manager at Watford. They have good players. I mean, that's Andre Gray doesn't get in the team, and it shows you the quality that they have. And in Richarlison and Decore, they got big players this season for them. So, you know, it's never easy going to Watford. We can't kind of look at it in it's a winnable game in the Premier League going away from home. We just got to try and get something. And if we can get a win, great.